我们第一处的经文是从诗篇第八篇一至四节，我们看到之后一起齐声来诵读。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他，世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。我们再一起来读约翰福音三章十六节。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，依然站立，我们来唱一首诗歌，你真伟大。
How great thou art!
家请坐。约翰一书一章九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。当我们来到神的面前，我们是当以怎样的身份、怎样的态度来到他面前？我们看到，当先知以赛亚看到宝座上神的异象时，他说：“祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”大卫也说，向神说：“我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有罪。”我们上周主日的时候，冯涛弟兄也提到，在耶稣再次呼召彼得的时候，他说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”保罗也曾说：“在罪人中，我是个罪魁。”我们看到这些神所重用的仆人，都深深地认识到自己在圣洁的神面前不过是一个罪人。所以我们今天来到神面前，我们也首先当承认我们是一个罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀。但是主耶稣为罪人舍命，做了我们的挽回祭。我们今天因信他，就蒙了他的恩典，成为一个蒙恩的罪人。下面来唱这首诗歌，我是个罪人，蒙主恩。一切我所有，无非是接受，全是恩所赐，在我心之后。所以不自夸，也不自尊，我是一个罪人，蒙主恩。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。这是我身份，荣耀归给神。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。从前我愚昧，罪恶消息，是我的脚步完全远离神。今被主寻回，仍不欢喜。现今是个罪人，蒙主恩。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。这是我身份，荣耀归给神。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。流泪有何用，动情有何效，若非神怜悯，灭亡怎能逃？见我因有罪，不敢近身，现今是个罪人，蒙主恩。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。这是我身份，荣耀归给神。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。我爱我救主，心中乐欢腾。我这蒙恩人，不能不舍命。让我再说明，用尽声音，我是一个罪人，蒙主恩。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。这是我身份，荣耀归给神。我是个罪人，蒙主恩。 Abraham 弟兄来带领我们今天祷告。
我们一起起立，我们来向神祷告。亲爱的天父，爱我们的主耶稣基督，我们来到你面前的时候，孩子来到你面前的时候，实在是要向你说，是的，主啊，我是个蒙恩的罪人。主啊，我们是蒙恩的罪人，今天蒙你的恩召来到你面前。主啊，巴不得我们来到你面前的时候，主，我们能够像大卫一样来向你承认，当圣灵责备我们的时候，显出神的公义；当你教训我们的时候，显出你的正直。主啊，也让我们在蒙圣灵的光照我认罪悔改的时候，主啊，我们向你呼求，求你让我们重得救恩之乐，也赐乐意的灵扶持我们。亲爱的主，孩子把孩子自己众弟兄姐妹仰望在你的手中。天父啊，我们感谢你。主啊，我们这一帮原本不配的人，主啊，因着你主耶稣基督顺服神的旨意，在十字架上留下自己的宝血，把我们买赎回来。主啊，让我们在这样的感恩的心当中，主，我们真是常常觉醒在你的面前，警醒在你的面前。主啊，当我们犯罪得罪你的时候，主，我们乐意来到你的面前向你认罪悔改，承认我们自己的罪，你就在我们里面做那重新塑造我们的工作。主啊，让我们的生命当中能够更多的来被你改变。主啊，让我们这是更多生命当中玩个被你的地方来被你所纠正，被你所改变。亲爱的主，孩子把我们这个教会仰望在你手中。主啊，孩子真是为我们众弟兄姐妹就在这段时间当中来到你面前聚会的事，向你来祷告。主啊，求你用你圣善的灵来带领我们，主啊，光照我们，主啊，让我们在这个在这样这个特殊的光景当中，我们会来到各样的消息面前的时候，我们 来关切各样的消息的时候，主啊，你在你的灵，你在里面灵里提醒我们，让我们弟兄姐妹最要紧的是来到你儿女的聚会当中，主啊，来到我们弟兄姐妹团契当中，主啊，在这教会当中，主你我们一聚会的时候，主你圣灵来教导我们，你圣灵来安慰我们，圣灵也赐下这样的确据，让我们知道你是在各样的环境当中保守我们的神。主啊，孩子也像我们当中，这是在这段时间当中，我们怠慢了，有聚会当中有怠慢的，向你认罪悔改，主啊，你赐下赦免的灵，主啊，你也赐下这样的心，让我们能够来到你聚会当中来，真是听你的话语，来敬拜你，也让你的圣灵在我们心中来做带领的工作。亲爱的主，还是把本周各样的聚会仰望在你的手中，主啊，你恩待保守我们，无论是我们姐妹的聚会，无论是我们提摩太团契的聚会，主，我们主日的聚会，周五的查经，主，我们都仰望在你的手中，主啊，你复兴我们在你的面前，主啊，让我们首先来到我们聚会当中，主啊，这是让我们这是在一起能够在一起来做这样一个见证，你的儿女在这样的光景当中还是在一起聚会，来让你在我们当中来见证你的荣耀，见证你的作为。亲爱的主，也保守我们这些聚会在你的面前，让我们在这些聚会当中，我们以心灵和诚实的敬拜，我们用我们的心来听你的话语。主，你圣灵在光照我们的时候，我们也回应圣灵的光照。当这些聚会这样做的时候，主，我们愿意我们这样做的时候，我们让你的名能够得着高举，让你的名得着荣耀，你也赐下你的恩典在你的儿女当中。亲爱的主，还这些为我们教会各样的事工，主，我们继续摆在你的面前，把教会前面实体聚会的开放的进程，各样的事工都放在你面前。主，你恩待保守带领我们众弟兄姐妹在整个这个事情上来寻求你带领，更是寻求圣灵在我们当中的感动，更是寻求圣灵在我们心中所放下的这种确据和保证。主，让我们知道，主，你是那一位喜悦我们在你面前来敬拜你的神，就像你当初呼召以色列人出埃及的时候，你让他们是出埃及来侍奉你。主啊，是出了埃及是要为了到那个山上来敬拜。亲爱的主，孩子真是求你把这样的看见放在我们众弟兄姐妹心，就让我们来到聚会当中来敬拜你，来侍奉你。亲爱的主，孩子也把我们当中有难处的身体，有软弱的交在你的手中。主啊，你施恩典医治保守，夺取我们生命当中难处， 也让我们在各样的难处当中经历你的保守，经历你的看顾，经历从你而来的平安。亲爱的主，让我们这时也在各样的光景当中，这时更能够训练我们，能够像眼光能够定睛在高处，是吧？让我们这时看到我们在永恒当中所有的盼望，以至于在今天这个世界上，我们可以过一个讨你喜悦的生命，好过一个生出一个讨你喜悦的生命。亲爱的主，我们不是说定恒在永恒就今天不用来过我们今天应当过的属基督徒的生命，是吧？巴不得我们今天在这里的生命，在这里的服事，能够见证你，荣耀你，是吧？也让我们不光是我们生命得福，也让我们成为别人的祝福。亲爱的主，求你施恩典。主，孩子也正是再一次为世界各地的疫情，特别是一些爱德荷的疫情，来向你祷告。主啊，你怜悯那些在病痛中，主啊，真是医治他，主啊，把他们真是在疾病当中能够拯救过来。亲爱的主，也为那些在疾病当中失去生命的他们的家人来祷告。主啊，求你安慰平安与他们同在。主啊，我们在这个时候也真是凭你的怜悯来向你祈求。主，就求你止住这个瘟疫，主啊，真是求你止住这个疫情，是吧？孩子也为教会这个特别的场所，教会这个特别的场所来向你祷告。主，求你的圣灵，求你差遣天使保守这个地方，主，脱离一切的病毒的侵扰。主，我们感谢你过去这段时间主日实体聚会的恢复，感谢你的保守。主，感谢你人的看顾。主，谢谢你。主，把今天聚会继续仰望在你手中。主，把你话语的教导交在你手中，恩高奉他弟兄在你的面前，主他所讲的话，主所讲的，主让我们众弟兄姐妹听的都在心里一个回应，圣灵有一个光照，主让我们不光是听到，也是做一个行道的人，也给我们力量，有这样的力量有行道。主，还是感谢你。主，也让我们弟兄姐妹无论是在实体在线上，我们按着心灵和诚实的敬拜，主能够向馨香的祭达到你面前，让你得到喜悦，让你得到高举，因为你是配得颂赞的。感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督。
罗马书12:1-2说：所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全和喜悦的旨意。约翰一书2:15说：不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。圣经上还说，若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。爱神是我们认识到自己悲惨状况之后，又知道我们蒙了他何等的恩典，对神该有的回应。我们刚才所读到的经文告诉我们，拦阻我们爱神的是这个世界，或者说是爱世界的心。我想在今天这样的环境之下，神借着这许许多多的事情，让我们要抓住生命的重点，不再爱这个世界，转而倚靠他，荣耀他，遵行他的话，与神同行，爱主更深。爱主基督比钱更深，屈膝虔诚祈祷，恳求垂听，真心诚意倾诉，我愿爱主更深。深爱主。 浅谈无生花，爱我爱意，今专心寻求主，献上最好，主虔诚心祷告，不愿爱主更深，爱主更深，爱主更深，不怕为主忍受痛苦悲伤，主差遣众使者向我歌唱，让我欢喜唱歌，我愿爱主更深，爱主更深，爱主更深。我若以心伤痕，为声颂赞，内心仍要发出对老母般，与主永远相亲，我愿爱主更深，爱主更深，爱主更深。 下面是信息的时间，把时间交给冯涛弟兄、Abraham 弟兄来为我英语翻译。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们一起来到神的殿中，我们来思想神的话语。
Thank God, on Sunday morning we come to the presence of God and we study the Word of God.
我们一起可以先来读一处圣经，是在约翰福音一章四十三到五十一节。
First, let's read today's scripture, which is found in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 43 to 51.
大家可以看到眼前的这个屏幕上圣经的经文，我们可以一起来读。
And we can look on the screen and we can read together.
我们一起来读。约翰福音一章四十三到五十一节，四十三节起。又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说，来跟从我吧。这腓力是伯萨大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。腓力找到拿但业，对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说，看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。拿但业对耶稣说，你从哪里知道我呢？耶稣回答说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。拿但业说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。耶稣对他说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。又说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来， 在人子身上。感谢神，我们圣经的经文读到这里，我们一起来祷告。
The scripture, let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, you gave us through your word.
愿圣灵带领我们，让我们能够明白圣经的话语。
May the Holy Spirit lead us so we understand the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So may the word of God become lamp upon our feet, light upon our path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.我们在刚才所读的经文当中，我们看见耶稣的门徒拿但业在起初的时候，对耶稣是非常歧视的。
And in the passage we just read, and we can see the disciple of Jesus Christ, the name called Nathanael, in the very beginning, he kind of very discriminatory against Jesus.
那么他对耶稣的歧视。是典型的地域歧视。
And his discrimination toward Jesus is a typical, we so-called geographical discrimination.
就是根据一个人是从哪里来的歧视他。
So basically, the discrimination is according to that person where it come from.
就是拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗
？It's basically Nazareth. Is anything can be good out of Nazareth?
就是在拿但业真正亲眼见到耶稣之前。拿但业心中就有一个非常强烈的观念。
So right before Nathanael actually see Jesus, he has a very strong view.
就说 那个地方出来的人，那还能有什么好的
？Basically, his view is that the place in Nazareth, that place the people come from there, is anything good can be out of there.
对，其实这种地域歧视在今天也是非常常见的。
And actually, this is very common in today's world. This type of geographical discrimination is very common.
甚至人们用一些非常不好的词去形容一些地方。
And people actually use a very bad word to describe the people from certain place.
就是那些地方就好像这个一个很肮脏的地方啊，或者一个倒垃圾的地方啊。
And people can use like those places are.Very, very dirty place or trash place.
比如说我住在 Garden City.
So, for example, I live in the Garden City.
有人就说Garden City, 我知道那个地方。
And some people said, oh, Garden City, I know this place.
那个就是 Garbage City.
And they said that it's a garbage city.
大家可能不知道，有些人是开玩笑，开玩笑，但他们就是这样。
There's some people.Some may not hear about this, but some people just joking when they translate the Garden City to the
Garden
City. 你看我们现在就是很多人喜欢给别人起外号啊。
And,
你说话吗？你
听
了
吗？
讲了吗？
比如说有人给 Garden City 起个外号。
So, for example, people give Garden City a nickname.
有人给一些人起一些外号。
And people give people some kind of nickname.
就这常常反映出人心中的一种歧视。
And actually, this reflects the type of discrimination bias from people's heart.
歧视啊，偏见呐、在人群当中或者在人类身上是非常普遍和常见的现象。
Actually, discrimination bias is very common in human being.
所以不要觉得很。奇怪，这是最常见的现象，就是人歧视人。
So don't be surprised, and this is actually a very common human phenomenon that people discriminate against other people.
因为我们都是亚当夏娃的后裔嘛。
Because we are descendants of Adam and Eve.
亚当夏娃堕落是因为他们想做上帝嘛，他们想像上帝一样。
And when Adam and Eve fall, that very reason is they want to become God.
所以每一个亚当夏娃的后裔都觉得，哎呀，我是上帝，我是上帝，我要做上帝。
So every descendant of Adam and Eve is just like I'm acting like God. I want to be a God.
所以这样每一个人都会彼此的歧视，或者是彼此的贬低对方。
So because of the sin, and the people were discriminate against each other, were looking at other people.
啊，人们会找各种理由，就是抬高自己，贬低别人，无论是地域，无论是肤色，无论是种族，无论是任何很，就是找到很多很多的理由，就是反正其实达到一个目的，就是抬高自己，贬低别人。
And people can find all kind of reason, to try to, just honor themselves and despise other people. For whatever the excuse they can find, a geographical reason, race, culture, and whatever.
其中所有这些理由当中。让自己可以歧视别人、鄙视别人，其中最恶劣的一个理由就是，他试图从圣经当中找到这样的根据来支持自己可以去歧视其他的人。
And I think it's all those discrimination. I think the worst case would be they try to find some basis from the Bible to as a reason to discriminate other people.
啊，我觉得在所有理由当中，如果就是有人试图用圣经来支持自己，啊，歧视别人，那我觉得这是最恶劣的一种表现。
I just feel this is the worst case that people try to find some things from Bible to support their own discrimination.
啊，就是这其实严重的就是扭曲上帝的话或者扭曲上帝的心意。
Because this is very seriously used that tries to distort the word of God and the heart of God.
如果你自己怎么看别人，你自己怎么评价别人，那还是你自己的事情。
Because how do you view other people? How do you evaluate other people? That's your own business.
那如果你说上帝是这样看的，上帝是这样的，那这个问题就是非常严重。
But if you said this is what God says, is God what God views, that's a very serious matter.
有一位曾经去过很多国家的一个宣教士，Stanley Jones， 他写过一本书，就是写到他在各地所看到的各种人这个歧视的现象。
And there's one evangelist. He went to a lot of the places on the earth, and he wrote a book. And in the book, his name is Stanley Jones, and He wrote a book, and in the book, he described the all kind of discriminatory phenomena he observed across the earth and a lot of places.
他写了很多，一方面有他自己亲身经历，一方面也有呢，他就是一些从一些国家和地区的文化呀、历史当中所看到的。
And he wrote a lot of those phenomena. Some he actually witnessed them himself, and some of actually he got from the book.A book or something history that reflected the country's history or culture.
比如说，他去到犹太人当中，他就发现，犹太人常常做一个祷告，就是上帝啊，感谢你，你为你自己创造了我们。
And for example, we went to Jews, and they find that among Jews, they always do this prayer: "Say, God, thank you, you created us for yourself. You created us, Jew."
但是至于其他国家的人呢，他们不过是口水。
And all the other people in other country, they are all just the spitting. 对。
然后，尤其是这个犹太人当中，他们虔诚的犹太人，他们每天都会一定做一个祷告，感谢上帝的祷告。
And also, it's those so-called very strict Jew, and every day they will make a Thanksgiving prayer every day.
他说：“感谢上帝。”啊，我不是麻风病人，我不是女人，我也不是外邦人。
And those Jewish men basically they pray this prayer. It's a thank God I'm not leprosy, I'm not woman, and I'm not Gentiles.
然后这个宣教士去到英国，在英国人当中，他也发现，英国人有这样的一个观念。
And then this evangelist went to England and he find this.
然后英国人说，我们从来不和其他的国家进行比较。
And England people from England, British basically, we never compare us with other people.
因为没有其他任何一个国家达到我们这个 level.
Because none of the other countries actually reach the level that we can compare with.
然后这个宣教士去到罗马，去到意大利的罗马。
And then this evangelist went to Rome, Italy.
他发现在罗马的文化当中，我们知道罗马帝国曾经是世界上非常强大嘛，最强大。
And he found that in the Roman culture, because Roman actually was the empire, the most powerful empire on the earth, on the face of the earth.
当时罗马帝国的奴隶啊，来自于世界各地啊，什么地中海地区啊，北非啊，欧洲啊，英伦三岛啊。
And at that time, the slave actually, the Roman actually come from all across the earth, like the Mediterranean.Region, North Africa, England, the Three Islands of England, and all those places.
结果在罗马的这个文化历史当中，他们有这样的一句话，就是说，在罗马所有的奴隶当中，这个最丑啊、最笨的奴隶啊，就来自于英伦三岛。
And so in the Romans, there's a saying said, among Romans, all the slaves, the most ugly, most fool.A slave actually come from England, the Three Islands of England.
所以在罗马人心中确实没有其他的人像英国人这个 level 啊。
So in Romans, in contrast to the England's people's view, and Romans think that England people are not reached the level of other people.
那么这个宣教士有一次坐火车在欧洲哈北欧，然后他听到有个瑞典。女孩子哈就在火车上，也听到她旁边有两个英国人在那里用英语在交流。
And so one time this evangelist rode on a train, and on the train there's a girl from Sweden, and the girl hear another two people talking in English.
然后这个女孩子就是最后实在是忍不住哈，就对她旁边的一个。也是瑞典人就说，哎呀，感谢上帝，我们讲的是人话。
And then the Sweden girl basically in the end she just kept talking, so she talked to other passage also Sweden said, "Thank God we are speaking the human language."
就是前段时间就是我们知道爱因斯坦的一本日记在英国出版了。
And we know that not long ago there one of the Einstein's journal actually published in Britain.
他爱因斯坦日记上有一些他对一些不同地方的种族啊人的一些看法，其实颠覆了很多人对爱因斯坦以前的一个印象。
And in the journal, actually, Einstein put a lot of some of his view towards different kind of people, race, and culture that actually completely turn over people's view about Einstein.
一般来说，普遍来说，我们都认为爱因斯坦是一个最反对种族主义的人，大家都有这个印象啊。
In general, people think that Einstein is a person who against the racists.
因为他是犹太人嘛，他在德国啊就受过迫害嘛，所以他逃出来嘛。
For obvious reason, he's a Jew. He was persecuted in Germany. He was escaped from that Germany.
然后他说了一句很著名的话，就是这个种族主义啊是白人的一种病。
And then he said a very famous statement. He said racism is a sickness of white people.
所以大家一听，哎呀，爱因斯坦这样说，那他自己肯定反对种族主义了。
And the people hear this, that Einstein say that, and he must be a person that against the racists.
因为他犹太人呐、他受逼迫呀、他又这样去说人家白人呐、
Just by his experience as Jew being persecuted in Germany, and also he's saying like this.
那结果是现在他的日记出版一看，哦，原来他对很多亚洲这个种族的看法是非常低的。
And when this journal published, the people look at it, the people find, oh, and actually his view of towards a lot of race, Asian race is quite low.
尤其是他对中国人的看法是非常低，他中国人那是真的是，第一个是丑，第二个是笨。
And especially to Chinese, he said, Chinese is the number one, they're very ugly. Number two, they're very stubborn, they're stupid.
然后爱因斯坦甚至他想象啊，他说想象有一天这样的人是越来越多，繁殖越来越多。他说哪怕只是我想一下，我都觉得悲哀的。
And he said, I feel very sad, even I just imagine this type of people getting more and more on the face of the earth.
哦， 哦，人们希特坦，哦，原来爱因斯坦是这样的爱因斯坦。
And now people say, oh, Einstein is like the view is like this.
其实不是爱因斯坦是这样的爱因斯坦，所有人都是这样的人。
But the fact is not Einstein is like this or Einstein. Everybody is the same thing.
我们知道这个华人是非常骄傲的。
Actually, we know Chinese actually is very proud.
华人一直称自己是这个天朝上国这样子。
And we historically we called we are the dynasty of heaven.
然后我们看周围的那些都是蛮夷呀。
And we call the rest of the people on the face of earth barbaric.
所以我刚才就是引用这一个英国宣教士的这本书里当然了，也现代的一些新闻呢，比如说爱因斯坦的日记哈。
So I quote this evangelist's book and also some news happened.
其实呢，这其实告诉我们，就是歧视啊是非常普遍的现象。
I just want to point a fact that discrimination is a very common phenomenon.
然后就在这一片土地上，无论什么人，他心里都有一个骄傲的这个罪在他心里。
And so the people on this land, whatever kind of people, we all have the sin of pride.
所以如果不承认自己有这样的问题，那其实是比较不了解自己。
If people don't acknowledge or admit, we confess we have the sin, then we don't know about ourselves.
我刚才列举的例子，我并不是说要去就是贬低一些人或者抬高一些人，尤其也不是说希望大家都开始讨厌爱因斯坦啊什么。
When I give this example, I'm not trying to say honest other people and despise other kind of people or want people stand out against Einstein.
我只是想说，其实所有人都是这样，然后非常普遍的现象。
I'm just want to point a fact. This is a very common phenomenon.
哦，诚实的面对吧，不要装作看不见。
We have to, everyone have to honestly face this, and don't pretend we don't see.
所以呢，一个非常普遍的现象，或者是一个广泛垂范的现象，大家如果碰到的话，也不要觉得太奇怪、太惊讶。为什么就我碰到
？So because it's a very common phenomenon, so when you run into it, don't be too surprised and feel too strange why I run into that situation.
甚至连主耶稣都被人歧视。
Even Jesus Christ is discriminated.
就是拿单业哈，就说耶稣拿撒勒能出什么好的呢
？Just like Nathaniel just said, what good can come out of Nazareth?
这句话很伤人，对不对
？And if you think about it, this is very hurtful, right?
比如说今天有人问你，你从哪里来呀？
Just imagine today people say where you come from.
我相信我们在座的弟兄姊妹，有些人可能碰到这样的问题，别人看到你，很少看到黄皮肤的，你从哪里来啊
？And I think today I think a lot of us may run into this this phenomena when we're in this country, yellow color people is common, so people ask you where you come from.
有时候我碰到这样的问题，我说：“我在 Nampa， 我从 Nampa 来呀、啊，我在 Boise， 我从 Boise 来呀、
啊。” And usually, when sometimes I'm running into this question, I just say because I before I live in Nampa, I said I come from Nampa.
我是 Boise， 然后不，我不是问这个。
And they will ask, "Oh no, I'm not asking about this."
他说：“我是问你这个，就是起初从哪里来
？”And I'm asking originally where you come from.
其实我不会丝毫觉得有什么，然后的就是我知道中国大陆来呀、怎样。
Of course, I don't feel something about it. I'm just say, okay, I come from China.
感谢神，神没有让我碰到一个像拿单业这样的人。
And I thank God that so far I haven't run into any people like Nathaniel.
很多有好几次人家问我你从哪里来，但是没有一个像拿单业说。这个从中国大陆来还能有什么好的呀
？And I thank God that a lot of people ask me where I come from, but none of them like Nathaniel say anything can come good out of China, mainland China.
他们心里有没有说我不知道哈，反正没有人当面这样说。
Whether they say it in their heart, I don't know, but at least no one like say to my face.
啊，有时候呢，就是我们听到一些让自己很难受的话哈。
Sometimes we hear those words make us very upset.
啊，我们就有人就会说，哎呀，不要太在意啦，这是所谓的刀子嘴豆腐心呐。
And say, sometimes people just try to comfort you. Don't worry, don't be too concerned about this type of saying. They say harsh word, but they probably soft in their heart.
就是，哎呀，他心是好的，但话是难听的。
Yeah, they may speak a very harsh word, but they have a good intention.
其实我每次听到这样的话，我心里都是挺不服气的哈，都挺不太喜欢接受这样的话。
And actually, every time I hear this type of saying, I'm not very acceptable to this type of saying.
我宁可不吃豆腐，我也不想挨刀啊，对不对
？And I would rather do not have a good intention, but I don't want to hear a harsh word.
我不知道你的心是不是豆腐心，但是你确实是一刀一刀的砍我呀。
I don't know if your heart is soft, but your word does hurt me.
拿但业毫无疑问，在这个时候的拿但业，他是一个心里充满了偏见和歧视的人，他说出非常难听的话。
So we can see Nathaniel here actually is a form of discrimination. What he said is pretty hurtful.
我们试想一下，如果今天有人对我们讲这样的话，我们可能很生气，很生气的。
Imagine that if people say this type of word to us, we probably be very mad and then.
但是让人震惊的是呢，主耶稣没有丝毫的这个气愤。
But it's a very shock to people. Jesus actually didn't get mad.
他也根本就没有指责，哎呀，你是个种族主义者，他没有责备拿单耶。
And actually, Jesus even didn't like accuse Nathaniel, said, okay, are you a racist or something?
他甚至说拿单耶是个。是个真以色列人，在他心里没有诡诈。
And actually said, behold, the Israelites indeed in him in whom there's no deceit.
说到这里呢，我们也要特别说明一下，就是有时候我们基督徒啊，就是看到这一段经文，就说，哎，就是拿单耶那样很好啊，虽然说话很难听，但是上帝还是喜欢他。
And here, I just want to clarify a little bit. Sometimes some Christian come to this passage and said, hey, look, even Nathaniel say that bad word, but God like it, and because he just speak what he has in his heart.
哎，上帝称赞他呀。
And because God praised him.
所以我说话也要这样啊，我不管别人感受啊，我就这样啊。
So I should speak like this. I don't care about other people feel. I just speak what I thought.
我心里就是这样想的。中国大陆来的有什么好的？我就说出来呀。
I think in my heart, and nothing's good out of Nazareth, so I speak.
上帝称赞我啊。
So God actually praised me.
这样想法对不对啊？
And is that right?
当然不对，对不对？
Of course, it's not right.
如果你能够像拿单耶那样那么快的就丢弃成见，或者那么快的就认罪悔改，就说耶稣你是神的儿子，你是主，如果你能像拿单耶那样，你可以。
And I want to point out the fact is if you can like Nathaniel is in such a quick speed, you can repent in your sin and confess that Jesus is the Son of GodThen you can, yes.
你可以像拿单耶这样啊，我心里怎么想怎么说。但你要知道啊，拿单耶是可以说光速般的，他就悔改了，他就丢弃了心中的成见。
Yes, you can like Nathaniel, but you have to pay attention. Nathaniel, you can say, is in the so-called in the speed of light. He returned, he confessed his sin, and he cast out his bias, and he acknowledged that Jesus is the Son.
前一秒钟还说这个拿撒勒还有什么好的，后一秒钟就对一个拿撒勒人说你是神的儿子。
And the first second he said anything can good out of Nazareth, and the next second he speak to a Nazarene, he said you are the Son of God.
你是不是这样的，或者我们是不是像拿单耶这样的人？
Are you like Nathaniel or we like
我们可以这么快的认罪吗？
Are we so quick come to confess our sin?
我们可以这么快地丢弃自己以前心中可能存在一辈子的成见吗？一秒钟就丢掉？
Can we come to so quick to cast out, to throw away that bias that may be harboring in our heart for the life, for our life, for our whole life?
如果我们真的是这样的人，那我们也可以被耶稣称赞为我们是一个真以色列人，我们是清心的人。
If we are people like this, then we can be praised by Jesus that we are the true, we are the Israelites indeed, and we are people pure in heart.
但是遗憾的是，很少有人是这样的。
But unfortunately, a lot of times, not many people like this.
很多人是像起初的拿单叶，说话像刀子一样，不管别人的感受的。
And a lot of people just like the Nathaniel in the first second.They speak and they don't care about other people's feelings.
他还说，哎呀，你看，我是诚实的，我是正直的，我是清心的，心里有什么就说什么。
And then they praise themselves. I'm honest and I'm a pure in heart. I speak what I have in my heart.
但是很少有人像拿单叶那样是个真以色列人，因为他很快他就悔改，很快就丢弃他的成见。
But few of them actually like it.Nathaniel, that it's an Israelite indeed, because he can quickly cast out his bias and confess his iniquity.
所以我们要知道，耶稣说拿单叶是个真以色列人，不是仅仅因为他说话就是心里有什么就说什么。这样的人世界上很多的，对不对？
So we have to come to realize when Jesus said Nathaniel, he's an Israelite indeed.It's not just because he says what he has said, what he has in his heart, because there's tons of people like this on the earth, on the face of the earth.
是啊，你看现在各种社交媒体 ,Twitter, 啊，人家上面想说就是说嘛。
So if you look at all the social media now, Twitters, and this, how many people just speak whatever they in their heart, whatever they want to speak.
尤其是现在很多人就是喜欢在车后面贴各种这种文字对他的意见表达，但是 很有些很不好的话就贴到后面啊。
And it is especially there's some people like to put a bump stick back of their car, and just express their view. And some are very not very good.
所谓心直口快的人，这个世界上太多了这样的人。
And so-called can speak up his mind. There's too many on this earth.
那些所谓的就是啊，就是说话不管别人感受啊，就是这样的人太多这个世界上。
And there's so many people really speak and don't never care about how the other people feels.
但是有几个是像拿单叶那样很快就悔改，很快就丢弃成见的。
But how many among them could be like Nathaniel, so quick can repent and confess his fault, confess his sin and turn back?
所以这样的拿单叶才是被耶稣称赞的拿单叶，这才是真以色列人。
So the Nathaniel that who quickly can cast out his bias and repent, this is what Jesus called is the Israelite indeed.
这才是耶稣说他心里没有诡诈。
And that's what the Jesus said, he has no deceit in his heart.
因为他心里有，当他觉悟到发现心里有不好的东西，自己成就很快就丢掉了。
Because when he was revealed that this is the bad things in his heart, he would cast out immediately, right away.
那我们来看，就是耶稣对拿单叶的评价，以及拿单叶起初所说的话，我们可以看到一个结论，就是上帝喜欢真实的人。
And of course, from that, what we seeing that how Jesus react to Nathaniel and.We can come to one conclusion, and God likes the people, a real people.
上帝不喜欢那些戴着面具啊，那些虚伪的人。
And God don't like the people that hypocrisy, and God don't like people that put a face mask.
拿单叶呢，他是一个很真实的人。
Nathaniel actually is a very, very honest people.
他的错误，他的毛病表达出来非常真实，一点都不虚伪。
And he is honestly like shown his mistake, his errors.
但是呢，越是这样的人呢，他的认罪悔改也是很快的。
And it's kind of people like this, and he confesses sin, repentance is going fast as well.
那种虚伪的、戴着面具的人，那是神不喜悦的。
And so those people like hypocrisy and wear a face mask, that's not what God like.
不仅神不喜悦，人也不喜悦。
And it's not only God don't like it, people don't like deal with this type of people as well.
我以前在电视上看到，就是有一个记者哈，去访问一个黑人女士。
And one time I see a report to interview African-American ladies.
然后呢，这个黑人女士呢，就是刚刚搬离了加州，搬到了德州。
And this black lady is actually just moved from Texas to California.
Move from California to Texas. Move 就是从加州离开。
Sorry, it's a move from California to Texas.
我们知道这个加州的气质啊，跟德州的气质有一点不一样的，这个州的文化和气质。
We know the culture of California and Texas is quite different.
就一般的普遍的认为，像这种有色人种啊、少数主义啊，在加州可能好像就是舒服一点。
And a lot of people have the impression that the colored people probably is more well treated in California.
然后有一般普遍的认为，就德州人那些人，哎呀，很多种族主义者，哎呀，那些白人，对少数主义不好的。
And some people, some view basically, but Texas is quite different. They are much more, there's some racist there, and they treat colored people not as good as the, California.
所以这个记者就去访问这个黑人女士，就是，哎，你怎么就是离开加州去到德州呢？你觉得怎么样呢？
And so the reporter basically interviewed this African-American ladies and asked why you leave the California and move to Texas and how do you feel?
这个黑人女士她说刚来德州的时候啊，确实感到有点不舒服。就这边的人呢，她不喜欢我，她就当面就表达，她就不喜欢我，就直接表达。
And this lady said, well, in the beginning, actually, it's a little uncomfortable because the people here, they don't like me, they express right away.
但是日子长了呢，我跟他们在一起，哎，我觉得这些人呢，事实上非常 easy going， 就是说，后来他们发现我是一个怎样的人，我也知道他们心里是怎么想的。我发现，哎，我们后来在一起成为很好的朋友。
And so later on, when I find that those people are probably more easy going because I know what their reaction is, and we can become a good friend.
然后呢？他们跟我在一起，哦，他发现，哦，原来他们心中一些成见呐，其实不是真的。然后呢，哎，其实我跟这些德州同事，他后来发现其实处挺好的。刚开始是有点不适应，后来其实处挺好的。
And then initially it's like a discomfort, but later on they find that some of the bias in their not mind actually it's not that real. And so as time going, I'm kind of with them pretty well.
但他说我现在回想起在加州啊，加州所有的我的同事啊什么的看着我都客客气气的，哎，好像很尊重的样子。
He said, now I recall that my life in California, I said, California, all my colleagues like very polite to me.
但是他说我时时刻刻都能感觉到他们心里对我的那种不喜欢和排斥。
But at that time, even they are very, in appearance, they're very polite to me, but I can feel every moment that they are in their heart, they are against kind of discriminating me and against me.
我以前在加州这个环境吧，我觉得，哎，反正就是这样了，我也习惯了。
And when I was in California, I think, well, it's just like this, so I get familiar with it.
后来我搬到德州，我才发现，哦，原来这个样子是更好的。
And then I moved to Texas. I thought, oh, this is better for me.
就是人与人之间，我不需要有一个面具，不需要有一个礼貌的虚伪的外表，我们就坦诚相见好了。其实这样其实更舒服。
It basically is with better is in the sense that the people here is kind of more more, there's no hypocrisy, and it's more frankly towards each other, it's better.
我还要再强调啊，这是一个个人个案个人的观点，不代表对整这两个州的一个看法和定论啊。
So I want to emphasize that I'm just say this is the one story. It's not something I my view towards these two states.
我知道在加州也有很多很多真诚的人，坦诚相见的人。
Of course, I believe in California. There's a lot of honest people and frankly treat other people.
在德州同样有很多虚伪的人，戴面具的人，那肯定是这样的。
And probably in Texas, there are also some people hypocritic and.
但是，总之就是说呢，真实比虚伪好。
And the point is that honesty is better than hypocrisy.
我很多年前我在公司上班的时候呢，那么公司就派了我去到一些国家不同的文化当中啊，不同的国家去出差。
And many years ago, when I was working in a company, I was sent to a business trip to a lot of countries.
那个时候我又不懂人家的语言，人家也不懂我的语言。
At that time, that I don't know their language and they don't know my language.
但是我在那些国家待着的。你说我有一个最印象深刻的体会，就是人呐、啊，真的是可以互相，就是感受到对方心里装的是什么，真的可以，哪怕语言不通都可以的。
And that those experience actually, I really feel kind of have the true experience. I just feel human does have this capacity. Just even without the communication of language, you still can feel how the other people have in their heart.
当时这个给我印象很深。我当时真的，我当时已经是基督徒，我就想，人真的是有一个共同的祖先呢、啊，就是亚当夏娃。
And at that time, I was already I become a Christian, so I kind of have a very good, very important impression in my heart is that the human must have the same ancestor.
就是哪怕我听不懂他们说的话，哪怕我只是看到他们的外表，但是心里想什么，其实我知道，然后我也知道我心里怎么想的，他们也知道。
And just say because even I don't know their language or not familiar with the culture, but somehow I feel that what they have in their heart, I can sense, and I believe what I have in my heart, they can sense as well.
所以说到底，这个虚伪，这个面具啊，骗不到任何人。
So that in the end, this hypocrisy or you put a face mask, you cannot actually deceive other people.
骗不了上帝，骗不了自己，当然也骗不了别人。
And you cannot deceive God, you can deceive yourself, you cannot deceive other people as well.
所以真实比虚伪好。
So be honest is better than hypocrisy.
以前我在这个在读神学的时候呢，我的邻居两个女孩子呢，她们对自己有一个错误的看法。
And when I in the school, I have a name, I have a neighbor, there's two girls. They have a wrong thinking about themselves.
他们觉得他们好像就是是同性恋。
And they think they are in lesbians.
然后事实上呢，因为他就是我们的邻居嘛，然后我们邀请他们到我们家来参加茶经，然后邀请他们到我们家来吃饭，我们是很好的朋友。
And because they're neighbors, we're also good friends. We invite them to our house for Bible study, and invite them to our house for meals.
然后我们就诚实地告诉他，我说同性恋是神所不喜悦的，
and,
你们也不要对自己有这样的一个误解。
And we actually honestly tell them that homosexual is not what please God, and also you guys don't want to have this misunderstanding of yourself.
那事实上他们从来没有对我们说的这些话有丝毫的反感，我们还是很好的朋友。后来他们最后也发现，原来他们不是他们想的那个样子。
And they actually is not so offensive to what we kind of honest statement to them. And actually in the end, they find that themselves is not what they perceived.
也没有什么所谓的上帝造你就是把你造成这个样子，没有这样的事情。
And also, there's no such a thing that God create yourself that way.
后来他就说呢，这个后来这两个女孩子我们是很好朋友嘛，然后就是他们说，哎，他们在大学里碰到一些教授啊，就是总是跟他们讲，哎呀，你们接纳呀什么的啊，就是没有问题啊，就是你们的这个 lifestyle 啊什么的。
But they also mentioned when in the college, and there's a lot of professors talk about inclusion and acceptance, and this is your lifestyle, it's okay, and so.
他说：“但是这些教授从来没有一个把我们请到他们家里去吃饭的、去玩的那种。
”But those professors, none of them actually invite us to their house or receive us.
啊，有时候我们其他的同学都请过去了。
And they invite some other students, but they never invite us.
也不让我们去接触到他的孩子。
And they don't want us to contact their children.
所以，无论在神的眼中，在人的眼中。真实是最好的。
So in God's sight, in people's sight, that honest is the best.
拿但业是一个很真实的。
Nathaniel actually is very honest.
真实的人，他自然就很容易悔改。
And an honest person actually is kind of easy to repent.
虚伪的人呐、啊，戴面具的人呐、啊，他很难悔改。
And the hypocrisy or the put on your face mask are very hard to repent.
就我给人传福音的时候哈、啊，就是我常常有这样的一个体会，就是一开始啊，跟你吵得不得了，然后跟你辩论得不得了的这些人，他后来一旦信主啊，他信得非常的认真。
And I kind of often have this experience when I preach the gospel to other people, and in the beginning, who kind of very strongly against you, argue with you, those people once they become a believer, they are very serious.In their face,
啊，我以前就是我传福音那同学，有时候就是，就像拿但业起初对耶稣那样，就是说很难听的话对我。
And some of the people I preach the gospel is some of them just like Nathaniel at the beginning that say very bad word about me.
我当时也是很气呀、啊，非常气，但是还是后来想想，还是要把福音传给他。
And of course, when I hear those, I'm kind of very mad.Of course, I think I need to preach the gospel.
后来，我这些朋友、这些同学，他一旦信主之后，我发现他们信得很认真。
And I find that those people actually once they accepted Christ, and they are very serious to their faith.
那相反呢，有些人给他传福音，他就是很客气。哎呀，你说的对，有道理。
And on the contrary, I ran into a group of people, and I preached the gospel to them. They are very polite. They said, "Yeah, that sounds make sense."
但事实上我也知道他们心里其实对这一点兴趣。
And, but I know in their heart, they probably have no interest at all.
尤其是我跟一些长辈传福音的时候。
Especially I preach to some elder people.
那长辈就说，哎呀，哎，你说的很对啊，你们年轻人信这个好啊。
And they will say very politely, say, hey, yes, you're right, and what you said is right.You guys, young people, will be good to kind of believe this type of faith.
哎呀，这个年纪就不能。
And to my age, that's no need.
有时候还会说，哎呀，好，这个书留下吧，这个小册留下，回去我会看的。
And sometimes said, okay, this book that you give to me, this book you give me, and yeah, I'll take it, I'll read it.
事实上我也知道了，根本不会看。
Of course, I know they probably won't read it.
所以我们从拿但业身上呢，我们看到呢，不要仅仅看到这个人是口直心快，说话难听。
And so from Nathaniel, we're not only look at this person that speak fast and speak whatever he thinks.
你要看到这个人的真实。
And we want to look at his honesty.
这是被耶稣所称赞的。
And that's what Jesus praised him for.
更是要看到这个人是很快就悔改丢弃圣洁。
And more than that, we want to see this person actually repentant and very quickly.
这是真以色列。
And this is the Israelite indeed.
所以真以色列人呢是清心的人。
So the true Israelite is a person that in the pure heart.
那么什么是清心的人呢
？So what is the people in pure heart?
心里没有诡诈。
And said there is no deceit.
或者说 心里的成见很快就被清理掉了。
Or you can say that the bias or wrong thinking of his heart, he can cast out very quickly.
每一个人心中都有成见。
So every one of us, we have our own bias.
每一个人心中都有成见。
We do.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
每一个人其实都有歧视。
And everyone has a discrimination.
每个人都是种族主义者。
Everyone is a racist.
就像我的妻子冯汉姊妹哈，她小时候她父亲就跟她说山东人不能嫁哈。
And just like my wife Lydia and there's a so think about me, certain type of people I cannot marry.
后来当然了，圣灵会改变我们。
Of course, Holy Spirit will change us.
所以我们看一个人的偏见，心中的这种不好的东西，并不是最可怕的东西。
So here we want to learn a lesson: a bias in people's heart or some wrong thing in our heart. It's not necessarily the worst thing.
那种死守这个偏见、死守这个骄傲、顽梗。不愿意丢下，这才是最可怕的事情。
But stubborn and hold on those bias and hold on, not willing to change and cast on those things. That's the worst thing.
拿单叶被主耶稣称赞。
Nathaniel was praised by Jesus.
甚至主耶稣对拿单叶的转变都感到惊异、惊讶。
Actually, Jesus was marveled.By the change of Nathaniel,
耶稣看见拿单叶，就指着他说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
And the passage said when Jesus saw Nathaniel, he said, "This is Israelite indeed. There is no deceiving his heart."
然后拿单叶对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”
And then Nathaniel speak to Jesus, "So how do you know me? From where you know me?"
耶稣回答说。非利还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下我就看见你。
And Jesus tells him, actually, before Philip actually called you, and you're under the fig tree, I saw you.
然后拿单叶说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
”And then Nathaniel indeed immediately said, answered the rabbi, "You are the son of God. You are the king."
耶稣对他说：“因为我说。”在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。
And Jesus said, "Because I said I saw you under the fig tree, you believe, and you will see even bigger things than that."
其实从耶稣说的话当中，我们可以看到耶稣甚至都惊讶。
So, from what the last verse 50 that Jesus respond, and we can see Jesus actually is a little surprised.
你就因为这句话你就信了吗？
And Jesus,
这么快吗？
Jesus just say, just because I see what I said, just one sentence, you just believe that fast.
然后当然耶稣的心喜悦，耶稣就你还要会看得更大的事。
Of course, Jesus' heart is pleased because he said you will see even bigger things.
那么事实上，耶稣有两次的这个惊异惊诧。
Actually, Jesus has two events that Jesus actually is kind of surprised.
当然，耶稣有很多次就是看到人的信心，耶稣很喜悦，也感到很惊异啊。
Of course, there's some other event that Jesus was surprised and marveled by people's faith.
但是有两次耶稣的惊诧惊异放在一起，可以正好做一个对比。
But There's two events that Jesus feels surprised or marveled about these two events. When we put this together, it can be a good contrast.
那么一处呢，就是耶稣惊讶，哎呀，拿单叶，你这么快就信了，你就听一句话就信了。
And one place that Jesus is marveled or surprised at Nathaniel, and you're so fast to come to believe just because of one sentence.
然后在马可福音六章记载了耶稣的另外一次惊讶。
And but in the book of Mark, actually record another surprise or other marvel of Jesus.
啊，这就是耶稣回到他自己的家乡。
And that's the time when Jesus comes to his old home country.
然后呢，他又在会堂里教训人，又行神迹。
And he performed a miracle and he teach people in the synagogue.
然后这些人就感到，就说这人是从哪里来？耶稣从哪里来？
And so those people hear the teaching and see the miracles, where does people come from?
然后啊，我们知道他不是就是那个木匠的儿子吗？
And then they said, oh, the window, this is the carpenter, the son of the carpenter.
他自己也是个木匠啊。
And he himself a carpenter as well.
他的这个几个弟弟不是谁谁谁吗？
And is his brother some so and so?
还有妹妹啊。就是他就是我们知道他就是这样一个人呢、啊。
And we know this person.
很平凡很普通的一位啊。
And is the very common, very ordinary person.
然后呢，耶稣家乡的人呢就厌弃耶稣。
And then Bible recorded that by that moment, this the people from his own country actually kind of they were offended at him.
然后圣经在马可福音六章六节说，他也惊异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。就是耶稣因为这些人的不信，耶稣都感到吃惊。
And so in the book of Mark chapter 6 and verse 6 said that Jesus marveled because they unbelieve.
所以一个是耶稣看到拿但业信耶稣感到很震惊，很喜悦，一句话就信了。
So on one event that Jesus was very marveled by Nathaniel is such a quick come to the belief just because of one sentence.
一个是耶稣看到这些人不信，耶稣看到很感到很惊异，就是在他们当中有这么多的教训，行了神迹，然后这些家乡的人对耶稣应该是最熟悉的呀。
And another event that.This is because of so many teachings, so many miracles, and they know him well because this is his own home country, but they don't believe, and Jesus marveled.
所以这就是为什么耶稣称赞拿但业是一个真以色列。
And that's why Jesus called Nathaniel is the Israelite indeed.
所以大家不要去效法拿但业说话难听，这一点不值得人效法。
And so we don't want to follow the example of Nathaniel that speak quick and speak like not the word that could hurt people.
我们要效法亚拿但业是一个真诚的人，是一个清新的人，很快就丢弃成见，很快就认得回来。
But we want to follow, we want to model out of Nathaniel because he's an honest person and he can quickly cast out his bias and his wrong thinking.
我们看耶稣家乡的人好像对耶稣没有说什么太难听的话，是不是？
And if you look at the people of Jesus live with the same village, and it seems they didn't say some pretty bad word about Jesus.
他们说的也都是事实啊，耶稣的父母是谁，耶稣的弟弟是谁，耶稣他自己是个木匠，这都是事实啊。
And they just simply state the fact that who is Jesus' father, mother, andWho is a brother, sister, he himself is a carpenter. All those are facts.
但是他们不看到了耶稣的，听到耶稣的教训，看到耶稣的神迹，但他们还是固守心中这个成见，不愿意丢弃。
But when they hear so many teachings of Jesus Christ and the miracles that Jesus performed, but they still hold their bias in their heart. They don't want to cast them out.
所以他们就很遗憾。耶稣离开了他们。
So very unfortunate, Jesus actually left them.
那事实上，他们首先圣经说，他们首先就离弃了耶稣。
And but of course, Bible said they actually left Jesus first.
所以我们今天从拿但业的身上，我们来思想就是所谓的偏见和歧视。
So today, We from this story of Nathaniel, let's think about this issue of bias or discrimination.
这是人性当中一个普遍的现象。
And this is a very common phenomenon of human nature.
但是呢，我们要从拿但业身上看到一个宝贵的地方，就是不常见的。
So, but from Nathanael, we want to see a precious thing that it's not common.
这就被耶稣所称赞的地方，就是他的真实。
So that's what Jesus praised for. That's his honesty.
然后他很快的就丢弃成见，很快的就悔改。
Then when he can actually quickly cast out those biases, then quickly come to the repentance.
然后我们最后我们还要看一下耶稣是怎样面对别人对他的歧视。
And finally, we want to think about how Jesus faced the discrimination of other people towards him.
耶稣怎样面对别人对他的歧视呢？就是耶稣根本不感觉到被歧视了。
And put a simple word, how Jesus faced react to the discrimination that people have against him is basically Jesus just don't feel it.
就是耶稣是最真实的人。
Because Jesus is the most honest person.
绝对不是说耶稣心里听到拿单叶这样的话，耶稣心里很难受，但是表面上装出一副哎呀没有关系啊，没有事的这个样子。其实耶稣绝对不是这样的人。
Because he is the most honest people, so Jesus is not kind of people that when he hear what Nathanael speak of him is very sad and very upset, but he didn't show it in the outward appearance.
所以耶稣他外面的表现出来就是根本不在乎，根本不 care 别人怎么说他，他内心就真的是不在乎，不 care 别人是否歧视到他。
So when we hear, when see Jesus don't care about in the outward appearance, Jesus didn't care about what people said to him, and it just says Jesus in his heart, he really didn't care what other people said.
对，耶稣根本没有感觉。
So Jesus actually don't feel now.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that?
因为耶稣知道自己的价值。
Because Jesus knows his own value.
耶稣看自己的价值不是根据别人怎么看他，别人怎么说他。耶稣完全不根据这些来看自己的价值。
Because Jesus view his value is not depend on how the other people look at him and view of him.
耶稣知道他自己在天父上帝心中的价值。
Because he knows his value in the heavenly Father.
耶稣基督知道他是天父上帝的爱子，神所爱，神所喜悦。
And he knows him, he himself is the begotten son of the heavenly Father. God delighted in him.
所以耶稣根本就不会感觉到这个人如何的歧视他，因为这不会丝毫的影响耶稣对自己身份的认定、价值的认定。
Because Jesus will never feel how the people.Against him, discriminate against him, because this would never change how he viewed his value and his status.
耶稣爱罪人。
Jesus loved the sinners.
耶稣不歧视罪人。
And Jesus do not discriminate the sinners.
你如果你歧视罪人，你只会增加这种歧视和仇恨。
If you discriminate sinners, you only can.Add to the discrimination and add the hatred.
只有爱才能改变人。
Only love can change people.
啊，前段时间我们都看到在西雅图哈，就有很多人起来闹事啊，或者是抢东西啊，抢商店啊。
And a couple weeks ago, we see that Seattle's this upright thing that the people grab people's stuff or from the store.
有些小孩子都是这样，就是去抢商店啊，去砸呀，去打呀。
Even some of them are children and run into the store and rob the store and smash the store.
啊，有些人看到这样的画面，看到这样的报道，就说：“你看他们这种人，啊，或者他们这种肤色的人，啊，就是这样，就是垃圾啊，就是说很难听的话。”
And so some people look at those picture, video picture, you know, picture that people just say.Look, those group of people, this kind of people, just people like this, and say very bad things about this whole group of people.
但是又有人看到这些，听到这些话，他说：“哎呀，不要这样说这些孩子，因为他们没有父亲。”
And some people hear this saying, say, "Okay, don't speak about those children. They because they don't have a father."
他们没有爸爸来教他们怎么做人呢、啊？他们就很小就没见过自己的爸爸。
Because they grew up, they probably don't have a father to teach them how to do things.
所以要怜悯这样的孩子。
So should have mercy upon those children.
当然不是去纵容他们。
Of course, we don't encourage them to do this type of thing.
就是说，哎，如果有机会，我是不是可以帮助这些孩子？
The question is, if I have an opportunity, can I help this type of children?
所以这就是耶稣对罪人的态度。
And this is the attitude that Jesus towards the sinner.
无论人怎样的贬低耶稣，无论人怎样的抵挡耶稣，甚至歧视耶稣。
No matter how people discriminate Jesus, despise Jesus, and against Jesus,
耶稣对这样的罪人是爱。
And Jesus' attitude to such a sinner is love.
耶稣看这些人，这些人就像羊没了牧人，就像流浪的孩子。
And Jesus knew those people just like a sheep without shepherd, and just like a.Children wandering out of the house.
作为信靠主耶稣基督的基督徒，我们当然也知道我们的价值是上帝所赋予的。
And as a Christian, that we trust Jesus Christ, and we also know our value is given by God.
我们有宝贵的价值，因为上帝用他的独生爱子的血洁净我们，换回我们，拯救我们。
We have the very precious value is because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, actually shed his blood and purchased us and saved us.
所以我们不会根据别人对我们的看法 和说法，我们 来判断自己的价值和地位，我们不会这样做。
And we should not, like, based on other people's view of us, to determine our value and our status.
当然我们知道我们是神的儿女，我们是耶稣用他的血所赎买回来的人，这样不，我们知道这些不会让我们骄傲。
Of course we know that we are some the children of God, we are purchased by blood of Jesus, and all those knowledge will not make us a pride.
我们会更加的谦卑，因为知道我们如此不配的人得了这么大的恩典，所以我们就巴不得所有的人，你比我强多了，你比我好多了，你更应该得到这样的恩典。
So we are the all those things only make us more humble, and think people like me is so unworthy, but I got the grace. So we want to have this grace to other people, and you will be much better than me, and you even much more should get this grace.
这就是使徒保罗的心态。保罗说：“我是人中的罪魁啊，我最坏的一个。”
And this is what the Paul trying to express. He said, "I'm the chief of the sinner. I'm the worst guy on earth."
但是你看，连我都得到了这样的恩典，那你就更应该得到了，你比我强多了。
And even me, I got this grace. Then you should get this grace.
所以基督徒不会成为一个真正的基督徒。不会成为一个种族主义者或者骄傲的人，这完全是不可能的事情。真正的基督徒。
So a true Christian should not be a person of pride, and should not be a racist. It can be.
那么，我们一个从另外一个角度说，一个人如果根据别人的眼光、别人的说法来判断自己价值的话，那这样的人。很难真正的也得到别人的尊重，别人没有办法尊重这样的。
And also, if a person just depend on other people's view, other people's things to determine your own value and your own status, it will be hardly get the respect of other people. People can hardly respect people.
从另外一个角度，就这样的人也很难真正的自己尊重自己。
And from other angle, the people like this.Also, very hard to have a self-respect as well.
他总是看别人怎么看我，别人怎么说我。
You always look at how other people say about me or how other people view of me.
然后他根据人对他的看法和说法来定自己的价值或者定自己的位置。
Then he based on how other people speak of him, a view of him, determine his value and his status.
要么会成为一个很骄傲的人。
So.This type of person either become a very pride people.
因为别人都说他好，哎，很骄傲。
When all the people say good of him, he become a very proud person.
要么又成为一个很自卑的人，
or become
很不知道尊重自己的人。
Or very lack of self-esteem person.
其实啊，这个骄傲和自卑啊，其实是就是一个硬币的两面，是连紧紧连在一起的。越自卑的人越骄傲，越骄傲的人越自卑。
And so you can see a lot of times the people like pride and also a lack of self-esteem people is kind of is like a two side of a corner, and people could be become very pride and more pride of self, sometimes in more lack of self-esteem. The other way around is the same.
最后呢，就是我们可以，就是有人讲这样的话，就是说腓力啊，不是一个好的传福音的人。
And finally, some people said Philip is not good person, not good in the preach the gospel.
腓力不要一开始就告诉拿但业，耶稣是拿撒勒人呐、啊，不要说呀，为什么一开始就说呢
？And if Philip should not tell Nathaniel in the very beginning that he is Jesus from Nazareth.
免得人家拿但业瞧不起耶稣啊。
So less than Nathaniel that you know look down Jesus.
那这样的说法对不对呢
？And was that right saying?
当然不对啊。
Of course not.
耶稣不需要，从来不需要人根据他是从拿但业来的，还是根据他从耶路撒冷来的，根据他是什么颜色、什么肤色来决定是否尊重耶稣或者歧视耶稣。耶稣不需要这些。
And Jesus don't need all those, depend on what people, according to what the people come from and to present himself.
简单的说，我们人呐、啊，你不要尝试想去美化耶稣，觉得耶稣啊，你这个方面不够美。来来来，我给你挡一下，或者我给你画两笔。
Put a simple way, when we preach the gospel, Jesus don't need us to have some makeup.
上帝不需要我这样。
God don't need this.
耶稣讲过一句话：人看为尊贵的，神看为卑贱。
And God, Jesus actually said that sometimes the people sees the honorable and God says it's dishonorable.
啊，我们说，哎呀，耶稣从耶路撒冷来的，就是出生于大户人家，哎，别人就会尊重耶稣。如果我们这样想的话。
If we think about it, if we present Jesus from Jerusalem and come from an honorable family, and people will respect Jesus. If we think about that way,
如果我们把耶稣描绘成这个样子，耶稣说：“你不是在美化我，你是在丑化我。”
And if we describe present Jesus that way, Jesus would say, "You not try to make me look good. You actually make me look bad."
人看为尊贵的东西，神看为是卑贱。
And people look at an honorable thing, and God would, in God's view, is dishonorable.
上帝道成肉身来到世界上，他就用一个最卑微的样子，他可以拯救最卑微的人。
And Jesus, Son of God, would become flesh, come to this world, is the most humble way, and to come to save the humble people.
这就是神的美，这就是神的荣美。
And this is the beauty of God, and this is the glory of God.
但是人呢？总想去按照人的意思去好像去维护神的荣耀，其实是污染了神的荣耀。
And so people sometimes always want to use people's ways try to make a makeup for God and to give God the glory. But in that case, actually, we actually put God in shame.
啊，我前段时间我听到一句话哈，就是有一个牧师说，哎呀。感谢神呼召我当牧师。如果神不呼召我当牧师啊，我当年就去卖二手车去了。
And not long ago, here pastor said, "Thank God, God called me to become a pastor. If that time that God didn't call me become a pastor, I'll probably do the salesman of a secondhand car."
我觉得这个人就有点拿但业的气质。
I think this one has some kind of character of Nathaniel.
啊，这个很真实的。
It's a very honest, I guess, in that saying.
那我不是什么了不起的人，我非常平凡。
And he basically says, "I'm not some kind of great person. I'm very ordinary."
我能够来服侍神，这是我极大的荣耀，是我完全不配的事情。上帝高抬我了。
And I come to serve God is a very great thing happened to me. I'm not very worthy, but God like lift me.
那还有时候，我也听到有人说：“你看，哎呀，我本来是某某高层， 或者是啊，我本来是什么地位，我是什么样的博士，但是你看，我现在为了神，我全部丢下了，我来服侍神了。
And also seeing some kind of saying, I will used to be like executives or some doctors, and then I gave up all things and come to serve God.
当然，这种人我们还是要，他的这个行为我们当然是要尊重，然后甚至要效法，撇下一切跟从耶稣。
Of course, I want to say, yeah, those type of people, we respect what they are doing and gave up the things that to serve God, to follow God.
但是如果他这些从他自己口里说出来，就听得让人觉得有点奇怪，对不对？
But if that things that speak from his own mouth, that kind of feels strange.
你觉得你这个样子，好像你给上帝面子了，你能够屈尊你自己来服侍上帝？你看，你上帝，你看你。你多有面子啊！连我这样的人都来服侍你啊
！It's like when you say this, it's like you are giving God you are giving God a favor. That I give all those possible thing and serve you. You show a favor to God.
这有点奇怪，是不是
？And this is kind of very strange.
所以，上帝道成人来到世界上，他不是降生在皇宫里，他不是什么。大学问家，他就是降生在马槽，他就做木匠的孩子。
So Jesus came to this world. He didn't born in a palace or some animal family. He was born in a manger.
他不需要这个世上的一切，在人看来尊贵的东西去给耶稣贴金，他不需要。其实这不是给耶稣贴金，这是污染了耶稣。
And this is he don't need all the good things from the earth to for him to be a makeup.Actually, it's not makeup. Actually, it's just, it's dishonor Jesus.
所以耶稣招的那些人，什么渔夫啊、农民啊、税吏啊、罪人啊，都是平凡人、普通人。
So what Jesus called, fishermen and tax collector, and they are all ordinary people.
他不需要好像什么一个王子抛弃了王位来跟从耶稣，说出去好像很感动人。
He don't need a princess or prince.To give up his throne and to follow Jesus, so that can attract people.
然后对耶稣，你看耶稣，你多有面子啊！我王子都不做了，我来跟从你啊。
And then they can say to Jesus, say, hey, Jesus, you really, I show you a favor. I gave up my prince status to follow you.
有时候，你像佛教的创始人释迦牟尼，大家都知道他是王子，对不对？
And we know that in the Buddhism that this the person originally is the prince.
但他放弃王位啊，结果他去带领穷人呐。
And he gave up his throne and to live with and lead the poor people.
然后人们心里很感动啊。哎呀，好有爱呀！王都不做了，王宫都不要了，来到我们穷人当中，好有爱呀！
So people are deeply moved because he don't want to be a king, king, and he gave up his throne and to serve our poor people.
有时候我在想，耶稣为什么不这样呢
？And we think why Jesus is not doing this.
谁知道耶稣是神的儿子呢？人们就看到耶稣是木匠的孩子。
And who knows that Jesus is the son of God? The only people seeing is the son of God.
后来我就知道啊，上帝不要人看为尊贵的东西去荣耀上帝，上帝不需要这些。
And God don't need people that sees the honorable things to glorify God. God don't need that.
如果我们靠这些来荣耀神，你其实最后你羡慕的还是王子，对不对？你最后羡慕的还是地上的这些东西，你不会真正的看到耶稣的价值。
And if we use this, then that shows what we really desire for is still the king, the throne. You really desire for is the honorable things, the valuable things on earth. Then you can really, really, you cannot see the value of Jesus Christ.
我们最后一起还是来读一处经文，《腓立比书》二章到十一节。
And finally, let's read one passage that's Find the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11.
我们看到大屏幕一起来读《腓立比书》二章五节起。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等 为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣为主，使荣耀归于父神。道成肉身的上帝主耶稣基督在地上的时候，被人歧视，被人藐视，被人抵挡。
The Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh, come to this world. When he lived on this earth, he was discriminated, he was despised, he was against.
道成肉身的上帝来到世界上，不是以王子的形象，而是一个最卑微的仆人的形象。
And he come to this world is not in the image of a prince, but it's a very humble servant.
这就是神的爱，这就是神的美。
And this is the love of God. It's the beauty of.
因为他做最卑微的形象，他就可以拯救像我、像你这样最卑微的人。
And when he come in the most humble way, and those therefore he can save you and me and all those humble people.
然后我们这些最卑微、最渺小的人，就可以把一切的荣耀归给主耶稣基督。
And so those of us are not worthy and very.Not insignificant person, we really can give the glory to God.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
愿你的话语，刻在我们的心板上面。
May you put your word in our heart.
愿圣灵光照我们，带领我们，让我们看见我们在神眼中的价值。
And the Holy Spirit enlighten us and lead us so we can see our value in God.
愿圣灵借着神的话语，借着神的道，让我们的生命得到重生。
May the Holy Spirit, so the Word of God, regenerate us.
让我们里面像主耶稣基督那样的生命能够长大，能够成长，能够完全。
So inside in our life, we have the life of Jesus Christ, the life we can grow up to maturity and to perfection.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Christ.
Amen.
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 感谢神，神爱世人，神爱无罪人，所以他为我们舍己，他没有丢弃我们，他为我们舍己，把我们救赎回来，成为他的宝贵的儿女，一起把颂赞荣耀归给三一神。大家一同起立来唱三一颂。
赞美全神万福之歌，世上万民赞美主啊，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，阿们。
大家请坐。还有一些报告事项，目前呢，我们在教会实体的聚会呢，只是由主日早晨9:30的主日学和10:30的主日崇拜，因为有疫情的原因呢，我们上限聚会的上限人数为25在教会实体聚会。如果你需要在你可以来到教会聚会呢，提前跟釜山弟兄联系一下。那我们因为疫情持续的原因，我们的教会的这个主日学和主日崇拜呢，会持续一段时间在教会上继续在 Zoom 继续在线上为大家开放，请大家能够继续来 参加这个主日的聚会。那另外呢，我们除了主日的聚会，我们还有教会其他有一些聚会也是在 Zoom 上开放给大家的。周二晚上我们7点有祷告会，我们会有大家一起在一起有一些诗歌敬拜分享，还有一起分组讨论分组祷告的时间，我欢迎大家能够来参加，彼此代祷。我们周三早晨有10点有姊妹会，也是在同一个 Zoom 的聚会当中。我们姊妹们现在在查考马可福音这本书，我们查考到第2章啊，我觉得真的是在姊妹会当中，我们有非常深入、非常有实际的一些分享，对我个人来说我是有很大的帮助，所以欢迎姊妹们来参加。周五晚上我们7点半有成人查经，刚刚结束这个利未记的查考，下一本书应该是民数记啊，所以欢迎大家能够来开始这个新的几本书的查经，也是在 Zoom 上我们来聚会。那周六其实还有弟兄早餐会和提摩太团契的聚会，因为我不是弟兄，年纪也大了，所以没有参加这两个聚会，但是大家也可以来选择参加这两个聚会，还有主日我们主日学在学习希伯来书。所以请大家能够继续的为教会的各样聚会祷告，也特别的鼓励大家能够来参与住所有的这些聚会，因为这段时间大家也不能够出门嘛，所以在你只要找到一个电子设备上网就可以参加这些聚会。真的是就像我们周五虽然我们讨论的时候说我们献给神的东西就是应该甘心情愿啊，不计较这个收获或者回报，但是我觉得在这段时间我们能够在神身上投入的时间绝对是最有价值的，所以鼓励大家能够在这段时间能够来参与教会所有这些聚会，也为此祷告。如果大家有任何的奉献呢，可以用支票来寄到教会的邮箱，就是在邮箱里面。好，下一个主日呢是8月的第一个主日，我们有圣餐，所以在9点半到十点之间啊，你可以到教会来领取饼和杯。如果你要到教会来领取圣餐的，请跟福山弟兄提前联系。啊，这是我们上一周的奉献。好，最后我们请大家一同起立，我们来做敬仰告白，使徒行信。好，我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上受死埋葬，降在阴间，第3天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生，阿门。好，请大家依然站立，我们请高弟兄来为我们祝祷。
我们用哥林多后书13章14节来祝祷。
We use the 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14 for our benediction.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
好，
大家请坐，默祷散会。